go. Mike.
Can you hear yourself?
Hello. Welcome to
Mike's on.
Yeah.
Hello, buttholes and bitches.
It's Ms. T and
Immaculate C.
All right.
This is Sexy Time Talk at Skid Row Studios iPodcast radio station. If you have any questions about sex, or if you just want to talk about your sexual endeavors, but you know, less than 30 seconds because, you know, we're the hosts. This is. But if you have any kind of concerns about our topics today, give us a call at
1-800-893-9562.
Or Facebook us as Sexy Time Talk. Find us through Skid Row Studios Facebook. Anyways, so topics tonight.
We're going to hit that G-spot. Talk a little bit about missionary.
Yeah, we're going to do a little small penis review. What is that? Turn your vibrator off. Can you turn that off?
Sorry about that little background noise.
It's the air conditioner. I know there was a bunch of stinky men in here a little earlier for piñata hour. Okay. Our new girl is trying to turn off her big vibrator or air conditioner, quote marks. Before we get into the show, we'd like it if we're going to give you a couple seconds to take a big hit of your joint or your bong or your whatever you smoke, because we know you're all smoking out stoners. So one, take a hit right now. One, two, three, four. Take your hit. Five. We want you to laugh. Okay. Anyways. So in the news today.
Yes.
I heard about the gangbang girl number 32. Hey, how about, what's this guy's name over here? Hey, Mindy, what's up?
Hey, what's up? But hey, if we're going to talk about sexy stuff, I'm going to change my name from Mindy to Mindiana Jones, because people know I'm Mindy right now.
You don't want that.
From now on, let's not be Mindy. Let's be Mindiana Jones, because then I can talk about all that sick stuff.
And the Joneses? Okay. All right. So Mindiana Jones and Kyle. Kyle Belial.
Kyle Belial.
If you like, can you tell us about the gangbang girl number 32? What did you hear about that?
I guess I can talk about that.
Yes.
All I heard about it was that, what was it? Mr. Marcus. That's the porn star.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Marcus. He must have a big cock. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But in 2001, the year I graduated from high school, he was filming a porno on the surfaces of the, what was it, the USC stadium?
Yeah, the Coliseum.
Well, goddamn.
I swear to tell the truth.
Wasn't that the same year that Reggie Bush was given the Heisman Award? I don't know. Wait, that was a, ooh, I just did
so it. So you don't know that much of this story,
oh
do you?
Oh, my God, I'm done.
You forgot about this story. Okay, so driving to work this morning, I heard something about on NPR, the gangbang girl number 32. So I was like, oh, I got to look this up. So it's in the LA Times right now. All of a sudden, what, 12 years later, 11 mm-hmm. years later, they just realized that there was a porn, a graphic movie mm-hmm. about a football team and one cheerleader having sex on a football field. And that football field happened to be the Los Angeles Coliseum where the USC Trojans play and where the Pope went and where that President Kennedy went and, you know, this basically,
so everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, because it's taxpayer funded place that people hang out and have barbecues and get drunk in the parking lot kind of thing. So now there's a big old investigation. It was like, how did this pornographic movie get filmed? Because they also use the lights. They weren't there all like low pro filming this thing.
So they had, consent. So.
Yeah, for them to use the stadium lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. And then it was kind of a little interesting reading the article. They were saying how, like, pornographic movies aren't allowed to be filmed in parks, taxpayer money type of places. Okay. But it would be funny, like, right? If they were doing it on a slide outside or in those
circle-y things. But there are some that are outdoors. Things. What are you even talking about?
Wasn't there an issue of something about they filmed it in either like cop cars or on a fire truck or something? Like a city
nice.
Vehicle?
You know about this is your department, right?
Porn only.
Porn movies.
Gay.
So, Yeah, I don't watch that stuff
so
myself.
So the city was involved in this? Is that what you're saying? They gave the consent?
I read about it. I don't think the city was involved. I think somehow, like, city workers in their city vehicle. Maybe it was a parking ticket car, but it was a city vehicle in a porn.
Oh, because they probably got some money under the table.
Yeah, something like that. It'd be cooler if it was fire trucks. But
do you think these people should get sued or at least get their job, get fired?
Mm-hmm. Would you laugh if I say I really have no opinion?
No.
I have no opinion on that.
I don't think it's a big deal. Care. Oh, my gosh. Right?
Because you enjoy it?
I'd have to think. I'd have to actually consider my opinion here.
Well, if we don't want politicians doing, like, sexed messaging, you know, then why would we want pornographic movies being filmed on our playgrounds?
I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't know.
It was like a billion years ago.
Well, anyways, they're investigating. And well, look, basically, if people got paid under the table, then they should get in trouble. Just like that.
Just get them.
If we can't have a concert at Slab City, Slab City is some trailer park in the desert.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have a concert over there and the cops are spending all their money and this big old hoopla, then how come they could have a pornographic movie
filmed?
Yeah, exactly, at night. So I don't think it's fair. We can't even have concerts out in the street or in the park, the low pro things. So, right?
That I agree on.
Okay, then.
I don't know about the, if there's a fire truck in a porn, maybe I wouldn't care. I guess.
Yeah, but if they could do, okay, no. But if they can do that and it's cool and get paid under whatever, the pocket, then why can't we have like a little kumbaya jam doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
It's all art.
It's all art.
It's cool. Speaking of, it was kind of interesting. Have you ever met a porn person?
No,
a person
I haven't.
Never ever?
No, like go to like AVNs or something?
No, like just happen to be meeting a person and talking to them and they happen to be a really skinny girl and really balloony boobies. No, but it's just coincidental that they actually do porn. I was like, oh, a light bulb.
I haven't met.
I bet you're in this department. Have you, you've known friends that did porn movies?
I know I've been friends with strippers. I don't know about porn.
I've known some strippers. Yeah, but
I mean, I think I'm sure I've met people that have been in porn.
But they don't say it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I've seen so much in my life. Is a dude putting a Coke bottle up another dude's butt porn?
If he did it for money and enjoyed
paid?
It?
Yeah.
Did he fake an orgasm?
I don't know.
Did he do it for money? He did it for you too.
No, yeah,
I just met someone recently and, you know, he was just some random dude, but, you know, he looked like a football player type or whatever, but he mentioned that, you know, he lived in a house and they shot film, porn all the time.
Those,
it's just weird. I live in a house and we shoot film all the time. We shoot porn all the time.
But it's mostly gay, right?
No, he was he does women.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of them, though. It's funny.
Yeah, but it's interesting meeting them. So then I just had to wash my hands after shaking it.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, moving on. That's just interesting. You meet, you talk to people, you find out things.
Nice.
Okay, so porn movies, check. but you know what? Like I said, I don't really watch. I've told you this before. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Paris Hilton and Pamela Anderson thing, or maybe some erotica stuff.
It wasn't your choice.
It wasn't my choice. It was at a party. But no, sometimes I've watched, things. I don't know. I don't take the time to go and rent it or anything. Just like I haven't had the time to go to the sex store.
Really?
To invest in a vibrator,
sure. Still same
air conditioner. But I've noticed studying for this little radio show.
Yes.
A little aroused. Watching that like on the YouTube. Okay, people.
Oh,
on YouTube,
21st
they
century.
Have fake porn. Yeah, they have like not real porn. You know, it's all for scientific educational purposes why I'm watching it. And for like 20 seconds, I see a girl getting off for science. And I'm kind of like missing my lover. And I'm supposed to be studying. Anyways, so I've noticed that. So yeah, YouTube.
The Girl's Guide to 21st Century, something like that, right? 21st Century?
Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, you can get aroused. And then it's
cool,
but then it's
series.
Funny because then there's commercials.
There's commercials?
Kind of the commercials of like, and next.
Oh, coming next. Yeah. But next. It's like from a medical standpoint, and there's a doctor like, you know, doing all the dialogue and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
But, you know, for 20 seconds, I'm watching somebody enjoying it. Excuse me. Okay, next. Okay, so last week we talked about small penises, more likely like micro penises, the very, very small ones, not like a 5-inch small one, but a 3-inch small one.
That's your classification of micro.
But anyways, so I was talking about this show to a friend, and just so happened she was talking about how she was with a dude who had a very small penis, and she said it was about 3 or 4 inches. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why didn't you call in? But so I am allowed by her permission to tell her story about being with this man. So she was with a 3-inch to 4-inch man. She said she loved it on top. Uh-huh. Because it hit her G-spot. Uh-huh. Because, oh, and we're going to talk about the G-spot too.
Yeah.
G-spot's about 2 to 3 inches.
Right.
Of the inside of the vaginal wall towards the belly button. Mm-hmm. Right? Is that correct?
Yep. Anterior portion. Yep.
Yeah. So this small partner of hers, 3 to 4 inch man.
He was perfect.
Yeah. Great for that when she was on top. Mm-hmm. However, and then here are some other things about him. She didn't like it from behind because he liked to do it. He wanted to do it doggy style. Yeah. But she was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Because since it's so small, pulling in and out, it's going to cause a lot of air to go in there. And, you know, a lot of queefing, a lot of air, and, you know, bugs your pelvic area.
You just gotta work past that. I'm like, work past it.
He wanted to do it doggy style.
So more bothered her then, of course.
Yeah, she didn't want to because it was just going to be so much air with the in and out. Yeah. And you think if it's kind of on the smaller side, it's not going to, air is going to be leaked through. And then, so that was the third. And then the third point is he didn't like wearing condoms. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of like mad about that. So she made him go get tested because he didn't want to wear condoms and he refused. But think about it, probably because they're too big for him. So,
well, they do have smaller ones out there. There's no excuse for those guys.
Is it probably expensive?
I have no clue. And they have the larger size, the average, and the small ones. So no
they do not have. Do they do? Have you seen condoms? Hey, Kyle Man. What is it? Super Stud? What's his name?
They have all sizes.
Have you ever seen? Yeah, you got to keep your ears open. You got to pay attention.
It was drummer talk. I don't know what's better, drums or sex. I'm torn.
What? For this hour, it's about sex.
Sex, obviously.
We could talk about drumming your bottom later. Have you seen condoms that were for smaller penises? Because I've been searching all condoms and... No, you're looking on the internet as special order, like on eBay or something.
Dude, it's everywhere. You can get them anywhere.
Are you talking about just...
Condoms and it says smaller size.
I don't do much condom shopping. I don't know.
Ooh. Mm. You should get tested once a year. GCCT, gonorrhea, chlamydia, at least through urine. Very easy.
I go to Planned Parenthood.
Okay, good.
Not the one you work at.
I don't work at Planned Parenthood, Siri.
Oh,
I volunteer there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then, yes, there are all types and sizes. So, yeah. Just looked it up. Tons of them.
But they give you so many free ones when you go there. They give you like a little brown bag like filled with different colors and sizes and like a goodie bag of condoms.
And you're trying them out, right? Oh, no, you don't use
them. But the thing is, but the point is, if you had a small penis and the size doesn't fit, you should just get tested before putting it in. Well, not you. If your man had a small penis, the condom's not going to fit. We're talking about small.
You want to make sure you test it because then it like just falls off, right?
Yeah,
like it's
not enjoyable. This is like. Anyways, so that was her third comment about her small penis man. Okay,
didn't want to cover it.
Yeah, so basically, we're recapping, and I have a friend who actually was with a small penis man. 3 to 4 inches. Yeah, and you missed the whole topic. So point is, it's better when she's on top. She don't like it from behind because it's so small, too much air is going to get in her.
Oh, and then she does the queefing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then third, he doesn't like to wear condoms because, you know, they don't fit
they
or
disappear.
They're too big. Yeah.
But then I'm saying they have all sizes.
They'll get lost. And then fourth, Guess what?
What?
He broke the rule of if you're going to have a small penis, you know the rule.
What's the rule?
No. Well, I think it should be a rule.
When in doubt, pull out?
No.
Wait, the rule. Small penis
if
rule?
You're going to be a small penis man, uh-huh. you better be a nice guy. Oh. Apparently, this guy was a chauvinistic asshole who was like dating three chicks at once. So I was just surprised that she said that.
I thought you were going to say you have to be good at oral or something.
Well, yeah, they should. But I mean, the
well, that qualifies as a nice guy, right?
I guess if he's good at it.
Really nice.
But yeah, he broke the rules.
Okay.
So that's,
well, that's done. Done.
Small penis man check. Okay, next on topic. G-spot. Go for it. You tell me about the G-spot. This is your department. Uh-huh. When did you find your G-spot? Because I know you found your clitoris when you were 12. But when did you find your G-spot?
I'm going to go in the 20s. I'll say in the 20s.
20 what?
I don't know. Like smack in the middle. Let's go 25. I don't know.
Did you find it by yourself?
Yeah,
or did you find it with a friend?
Yeah. Not with a friend. You were not involved. No. I actually did some solo exploring and found it. You were not in the room at all.
That's like, can you pop this pimple for me? I can't reach.
So yeah, I did find it by myself.
You found it? But how you found your G-spot by yourself?
Vibrators.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking with your finger.
You can.
I mean, I guess you can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but I think a vibrator makes sense.
Yeah. So vibrator, yes. Definitely a vibrator is the first.
My first vibrator was in the shape of a penis.
It was not in the shape of a penis? What?
It was in the shape of a cat.
A cat.
Oh, a Garfield.
What? They make a Garfield vibe? I have never seen
They did
that.
A long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. It was given to me by a friend. But I don't know if it was intentionally to be a passionate vibrator. But
you used it that way.
Nice. Not intentional. It just happened that
it just
way.
Happened. It fell onto my lap and it was on and then I just left it.
Yeah, but I thought it's a cat.
Uh-huh.
It's a pussy. It's a pussy cat toy. It's a poi toy pussy poi pussy cat vibrator.
Okay.
What do you think? What's going to happen with that?
So yeah, I'll say in the 20s.
Okay, with your vibrator.
Yeah.
So and the Grafenberg spot.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of has to, you have to be comfortable with yourself, I think, to kind of relax to have a G-spot orgasm. Or else you're not really going to. That's what, from what I've heard with other girls. They're like, no, I can't. Or
they don't know if it's there.
A lot of girls have to come like by, you know, clitoral stimulation first and then go to G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's more easily accessible.
Well, I think that's, I think that would like be for me.
Yeah.
And I
but
guess
then once with practice, you can just hit it straight off.
Just go bam, get a 3-incher and.
Get a 3-incher, get fingers, get a vibe, whatever. And it's easy to hit.
Mm.
So when did so did you find yours in the 20s or way later?
Yeah, let's not talk about that yet.
What?
Well, I like to dance around the topic.
Okay. Secret issue, okay.
Okay, everybody, we'd like you to take a hit. I'm not smoking. I just know that you guys are.
Okay.
Okay. Or take a drink. Anyways, the G-spot. What I did a little study. Okay, I'm getting all my knowledge from Wikipedia because it's just so, it has so much information.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a little too much information. But I guess there's a lot of thing about the G-spot is like, it's kind of like with the community, the doctor's community, it's like.
Oh, up in there?
Believe it doesn't really exist.
Right.
Because it's not anatomical. They can't really like, you can't see the G-spot.
Yeah,
it's based on women
about, like,
saying,
like
yeah,
that.
I have this G-spot. But then if a lot of women aren't getting off and having orgasms, they're going to say, no, I don't have a G-spot.
But I think everyone's kind of built differently. And it's like,
no, they probably all have it. They just haven't.
I think so, too. But it's like
they're not enjoying
it. Yeah. Hard to let go. Hard to relax to kind of get that G-spot
enjoy
orgasm.
Intercourse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to in the beginning. So that's what I'm saying. Try to find it yourself. Explore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier that way. Mm-hmm. Because it's hard, I think, in a new relationship to, you know, work at it and try finding it.
Okay, yeah.
That's my opinion on it.
So, okay, I danced around the subject. Basically, I think so many years ago, I found it with a partner. But, like, I don't really remember. Oh, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
When it hit. With my past partner, with the back in the day, it was just like we said, letting go. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get let it go. But with my partner now, it's like, oh, there it is.
Yeah.
But it is after clitoral stimulation.
Easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier. It was like, oh. So even if I didn't have a big O with the first, or maybe if I'm having multiples but not the big final, I'm done.
Yeah, it's definitely easier to have multiples with the G.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's awesome.
But everyone, if I had to be aroused first.
Yeah.
So, have you ever found a G-spot? Have you ever found a G-spot?
Have you explored?
When you said, ooh, I think I hit her G-spot.
Have you ever found a girl's G-spot?
One more time.
Okay, listeners, have you ever, male listeners, have you ever found a G-spot?
Or do you think you have?
Do you mean...
How do you know when you hit it?
Have I made a lady come?
Yeah, but not clitoral. G-spotal. G-spot.
How about you explain the difference to the listeners?
Well...
To be...
But, well, first we want to ask you, what makes you think you found one if you found one before?
I mean, to find the G-spot, I found it... I mean, as far as I know, I have made every girl I've had sex with in the past 6 months come.
As far as you know.
As far as you know.
I'm not going to trust anybody, you know?
It's like, we're all liars out there.
Yeah. I can only trust...
I can't see your eyes.
I can. Hey, you don't want to see my eyes. This is my second radio show.
My name is C.
My name is Kyle Bloomberg.
Okay. So, you think...
Well, I mean, from what I've been told and what comes out on my dick, yes.
It's different.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know. I'm just a dude.
Well, okay, there's a clitoral Indeed. Orgasm. So you could use your hand or something else.
Yeah.
Vibrator, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I noticed with me, after a lot of arousal and then G-spot's aroused, bam, it's like a flood, like a whoa.
Okay, yeah. Then yes, of
okay.
course.
Then you bet. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Good job.
God damn it.
Okay,
hey.
Now you know.
There's never any penetration without some arousal beforehand. There has to be some sort of stimulation.
Yeah, you couldn't go
with hands, tongue, mm-hmm. you know, bites, anything.
That's what I was saying, like, you know, with
can't just fucking shove it in.
But I'm sure when you were a young man at 18, you knew what to do right away. Were you watching films?
No, I'm just in tune.
When you were 18 or the first time
18.
You did it? I don't know when I'm saying when you were very young.
I lost my virginity when I was 14.
Okay, did when you? Oh, working. So you hit the G spot from that?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. Yeah. You didn't.
Kidding
know.
Me?
Yeah, no.
No
I'm
way.
I'm gonna say most young guys probably.
No know. Way.
No.
I don't know. My first relationship, I don't know what was going on. I never had a G spot.
I'll tell you the truth. What happened was the first time I had sex was with, I had a girlfriend in high school. Or
who was 17?
We were both the same age, 14 and a half, just freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a bladder infection.
Ooh.
It's because she was probably scared and she forgot to pee, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pee after having intercourse. I know they recommend that.
That's a good idea, though.
I'm talking about before, though. Before. I think she was just holding her pee because she got scared.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you just hold your urine, maybe not even been that day, she could have been just always someone who held her urine.
I don't know. All I know is that we had sex at 14 and a half. She got a bladder infection. And then the next time we had sex, she came.
Wow.
Hmm.
Did you like how I echoed when I did that? Wow.
That was 4 weeks later, a month later.
Hmm.
It was still a little sketchy, yeah, you know, because I think we were both a little scared.
I just want to slap my 21-year-old self. Or 19. I'm going to slap my 18-year-old self.
Sorry.
Because I didn't, I didn't win the lottery in that department, which is fine.
Yeah.
I could have been pregnant at 18 or 19, and I wasn't.
What? I'm contemplating that now.
I'm pretty sure I don't have any little Travises out there.
Who's Travis?
Little Kyle's.
Little Kyle Bloomberg's.
sip another sip.
Everyone have a drink.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, listener. So yeah. But I have a lot more trust now with my love now.
That is a big factor, right?
Yeah, because I think I was a little fucked up and other stuff was in my head. And
that's why I think, I think it's harder the younger you are for a woman to kind of relax and get like comfortable in the relationship to go ahead and let loose and have that.
Let go? And let go?
Yeah, let go and have like that kind of orgasm, G-spot orgasm. It's really hard to. You really have to trust the person, be comfortable with yourself.
And not be stressed out with work. Not be stressed out.
It's a whole,
for what the fuck? I don't understand. Why is it when you're older that you get off more, but then you got more responsibility than the other shit to do? But when you have nothing to do but get drunk and have fun all week, you can't come.
Right, but that's when you're not comfortable with yourself, though.
Oh, yeah, because you're worried about what? Your zits?
Just the whole body image and who you are and finding yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then but you're sleeping with a ton of dudes. Or women or whatever you're sleeping with and you're still not comfortable because you're looking for love in the wrong places.
Wrong places, yep.
And you're looking for love in the wrong places. There's interesting, something about a collagen shot in the G-spot. Yeah. This woman, she was sexy woman.
G-spot injections, huh?
Yeah, it's collagen and in that little area. And this doctor, of course, in England, I don't know if they do it here in the U.S. They do it here?
They do here.
Is it about $2,000? Uh-huh. Okay, $2,000 for a collagen shot in your G-spot.
Yeah, if you're having trouble finding it, we'll inject it to enlarge it so it's easier to hit.
Isn't
that
crazy?
So that makes it easier to spot. And I think, obviously, it's not going to last forever because collagen is going to go down. Just like if you have any facial filler, it's going to, might go down 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, but that lady had a big smile on her face.
Yeah, she was all happy with her after interview.
Yeah, but I think maybe after you find it, then you know where it's at.
It'll make it easier to find once you do find it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to spend, 2G to come, then go for it.
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm acting like a news reporter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to you.
Okay, any last tips?
G-spot?
Oh. What was the next topic? Missionary position.
Missionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're kind of flowing back and forth with us because, it flows. Missionary position, your comment.
My comment? I like it.
Yeah.
You don't like it? I mean, it's nice.
It works.
Yeah, it works. Of course it works. It's like tried and true.
I don't know.
Like a favorite, though.
Yeah, I think, they were trying, whatever I was watching on the missionary position, they were saying like, it could be good for the G-spot, whatever, to hit it.
I don't think so at all.
For missionary position?
You do?
We got a big smile from Indiana.
I like it, but I have reasons.
You got reasons for the missionary?
Yeah.
But not G-spot related?
No. Do push-ups. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Lean and rest.
No, wait. I'm on the bottom for missionary, right?
Oh, yeah. I was sorry. I was in the military, so I like to do some.
You're
on top. You're doing push-ups.
She's aggressive.
Push-ups.
Oh, yes. I should try that. I can exercise. Wow.
Push-up. Front lean and rest position. Move. Anyways. The missionary position is called the missionary position because it's a fucking mission to come a woman.
Yeah, I think so too. It's nice.
No, just kidding. I guess because some boneheads, they misinterpreted the Bible and they were thinking that, it's the only godly position. Mm. It's the only way. But I read something about basically they believed it was best for procreation. Why? Because of gravity. So because of gravity, the semen will fall down. Therefore, children will be born.
Nice.
Therefore, the missionary position is a godly way to procreate and have intercourse. And I guess something about missionaries would go to Africa and tell them to not. They would go to South America too and tell them not to do it.
So they go to Africa and tell them not to do it like monkeys?
Or not doggy style.
No,
or
like dogs, no monkeys. Like the missionaries.
Yeah, basically.
Like
mm-hmm. So they would do a missionary position.
Not preferred. I did see that in that little documentary, whatever it was we're watching. It's like, that is not the preferred way.
The preferred, unless you got a 2-inch penis and it could hit right there. My friend who said that,
In missionary?
Yeah.
Really?
Hmm. But look at... So, but the thing about the missionary position, it's good for romantic qualities. Wikipedia. romantic qualities, it gives good opportunities for a couple to look into each other's eyes and kiss and caress.
Aww.
So that's good for I love you time.
Mm-hmm.
for those of you in a relationship and seeking for love. But no, it is good. It's good to, I don't know, I think to start off, you know, in some sexy movies, I was watching an Ashton Kutcher movie and it was sexy with him on top, you know, and he was in missionary Kutcher position. Ashton Kutcher. And, you know, he did a little missionary position and it looked pretty good. I felt romantic. It was a romantic comedy, but it was really, like, it was hot. You know, she did the little fake, and then it was done, and I don't believe she enjoyed it. She totally didn't get off. But it was a cute movie with that little skinny girl. The one that was the ballerina.
I have no clue, but okay.
But anyways, yeah, so it's good for looking into each other's eyes, kissing and caressing. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, back in the day, here's a little thing I liked. The Greeks, it didn't seem to work. It wasn't a favorite position. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they were marrying 14-year-olds and 15-year-olds, so I guess they couldn't really look into each other's eyes. So they found other positions more helpful. Also, I guess they thought birth defects would happen if they did any other positions.
Any other way?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, it was ungodly.
Can I make a comment on missionary position?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
I think it's discriminatory because gay males cannot use missionary position.
Yeah, you could.
They can?
Yeah, I read it on Wikipedia.
Like, penis rubbing? Is that what you're thinking?
No.
Penis rub. Oh, I get it, what you're saying.
Bend them back.
No, because it's all about looking into each other's eyes.
Oh,
no, they can.
So they're looking in the eyes and they're like rubbing penises, and that's the gay missionary.
It's a man on top of another person.
But if he can't be turned over, they have to be face to face. So how can they?
Two guys can be face to face.
No. You know what though?
Balls on top.
I know, but this topic for tonight is missionary position. I understand we might have gay listeners out there, but. Your parents must have been straight and they were doing missionary position, or were they not? That's the question. That's the controversy in this question. Were they doing it another way?
What about the dick and balls? Come on.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, but we're looking at
it's
17th
a dick and ball
century.
Sandwich.
I don't get it.
Oh, because if they're doing missionary and then
dick
the gay
balls,
guys,
it's dick balls,
yeah,
dick balls,
penis balls, penis. I get his joke. I didn't come up with it though.
He's gonna have to draw a picture.
Yeah, they can do it though.
Oh no, it wasn't a joke. It was reality.
Oh, I didn't know you were bi. But anyways,
so.
But yeah, we're talking about missionary position. Yeah, it's a little bit more for straight couples because why? Semen falls in order for a child, Jesus, to be born. Okay, so my take on the missionary position is I don't enjoy it if we're both laying flat. And if his legs are flat, like in the typical movie scene,
oh, gotcha.
Like his legs are flat.
Yeah, yeah.
But... listeners, if you have him adjust his body up and to more of a knees, like he's a little bit more up on his knees. And then if feet laying flat on the ground or on the bed, then that works. And then you can put a pillow under your buttocks. That works pretty well.
Feet on the chest.
Yeah, hey, I was going to tell you that one.
Awesome, huh?
So, I mean, these are variations on the missionary position.
See, then we're hitting G-spot because we already adjusted our body.
Put your feet, so if the man kind of gets on his knees, the woman puts her feet on his chest, that works.
Yeah.
But that whole, my feet, we're having, Mindiana is looking in awe right now. But that whole throwing my feet in back of my own ears don't work.
Yeah.
Which I know some of you men probably like that one. I guess it's fun. Yeah. I'll let you have fun for half a second.
Hurry up.
Stretch your legs. Put them okay. I need a good stretch.
Hit a little faster. Come on.
Yeah. So that's called the anvil, actually. Mm-hmm. Legs up is called anvil.
Yeah, that's preferred way. Yeah, but the standard missionary is like bleh. Whatever.
Blah. It's called the vanilla sex position.
Vanilla sex?
The vanilla sex position. What? You don't like that?
That sounds very harsh.
The vanilla sex position?
It's kind of plain. Wait, you know?
Kind of plain.
No spice, no flavor in it.
No swirls, no chocolate swirl and strawberry. No lickety-doo. Nah, I don't know. I never called it the vanilla sex position, but I did read that somewhere. Okay.
Yes, those are variations that are cool, but the standard's like, meh.
Let me play you a song. Girl, that was Gravy Train.
Gravy Train.
That was Gravy Train called Hella Nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Sucking my muff like a vacuum cleaner. Anyways, so what was the next topic? Do you remember?
Blowing.
This is the reason that Kyle Blumenberg stayed here.
Because of blowjobs. I hate
blowjobs.
I hate them being called blowjobs.
Hey, so did the women on the news. Yeah, the woman like on the thing.
We're not blowing. Right?
<For a second. laughs> Do you like the word blowjobs? You don't care. You're a person who don't care.
Me? Yeah, I don't care.
That's a rhyme?
Because
blowing
like,
on
it. That'd be so funny. Blow? Am I doing it wrong? Am I supposed to like?
That's a blowjob.
is it like you're blowing dandelions?
Blowing like a candle, you know?
Make a wish, fucker.
Give it a try. I wish it wouldn't
go. It should be called more like licking and sucking or something.
Yeah.
A suck job?
Like a lollipop.
Lollipop job?
Yeah, I don't know who came with blowjob, but whatever.
So this little topic is dedicated to...
Dedicated to who?
Oral sex.
I was going to say, dedicated to
sucking your man off. So you could be gay in this scenario. Mm-hmm. You could be a male gay in this scenario. Yeah, so... Tell me, blowjobs. When did you start?
When did I start? You want like time and date, and like I was at this location, and you know, I just
because
I decided
this show is about discovery.
It's all you.
It's always
this.
Yeah.
You're
okay,
like
you, Mindiana. Well, do you remember the first time you did a blowjob?
Let me think here.
Or sorry, gave a man oral sex.
I remember. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I remember number one. I watched a lot of porn before that, so I had a pretty good idea what I was doing.
Really?
I found my dad's porn at such a young age. I was shredding beef all through middle school.
What's that mean?
How come no one in California knows what shredding beef is?
Think about it.
I've never
think
heard
about
that.
Your beef curtains. And shred
I have
it.
Never heard that.
Shredding beef? That sounds so gross.
No, seriously, Manny doesn't know what shred beef is.
Never heard of that.
I asked like my most perverted.
But as soon as you said it, as soon as you said it, we knew what it was because we know what we're talking about. But it sounds horrible.
Sounds disgusting.
It sounds delicious. How about delicious?
This person's from somewhere in the middle of the country. Like Idaho. Idaho.
I love potatoes, not corn. Potatoes.
Oh, by the way, anyone listening out there, if you want to contribute to this lovely topic, you call it 1-800-893-9562 or hit us up on Facebook or Skid Row.
Yeah, but just don't talk too much.
Just kidding.
Tell us if you enjoy giving oral sex.
During the blowjob, I'm like, well, yeah, don't. Of course not.
So the thing about, we'll just say blowjobs because we haven't gotten a cute name for it right now or sex. But I guess most men like it. Most men enjoy it.
I'd say, 100%. No, I'll go 99%.
Of men enjoy.
Yeah.
Who's the 1% you know that actually, you've met a 1%?
I actually knew of a guy who did not like it.
Maybe he didn't like the person who was doing it.
Yeah, I think he had bad experience.
With the girls.
Gay? Huh?
Was he gay?
No.
Okay.
Think about it. Come on, if he was gay, he'd probably like it more.
Well, if it was from a woman, no.
Ooh.
You have to close your eyes.
Well, this is the thing. 45% of women do not enjoy oral sex.
Of course.
It's, of course.
I mean, it's you're sucking a fucking cock.
So wait,
but
so
if you love your lover,
if you like sucking, I think there's if you like sucking dick, you like sucking dick. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you don't. Mm-hmm.
Well, get this. I was one of those 45%
that did not like it.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Didn't do it.
And that's
tried
fine.
It once. No.
I know lots of girls who do not like sucking cock. I also know lots of girls who do like sucking dick.
Did you have better relationships with the ones who enjoyed it? No, we're talking about relationships with women that you were into.
No. That does not make
it's not
break.
A factor.
Nah, not at all.
It wasn't a factor.
No way. I care less about, I mean, blowjobs are an incentive. Great.
Are you dating someone right now?
No.
Okay. So it's not a factor. What I'm saying, looking back in your past, did you have better, nothing?
My short past or my long past?
Your long past. Did you have a better relationship with somebody? No, you had nothing to do with that, huh?
I don't have, I mean, in my past period, I don't have great relationships. No. No. At all.
Kyle Blumenberg is single, ladies.
They're very rocky. They're very passionate. And they end very abruptly.
It fizzles out.
We'll discover why.
Or they go on for 5 years and on and off. You never know.
Indiana? Oh, she's not plugged in.
You don't have to talk about enjoying. Oh, can you hear us?
I didn't hear your question.
Enjoying
you
oral sex.
Centile?
What do I?
Oh, yeah, but this girl is shredding beef. She said she was into it.
So you're in the.
She was into it. You're into the cock and balls.
It got some ball action.
I'm all right with it. I don't know if I totally enjoy it. After a while, I probably enjoy it to the point where I'm all like, all right, do me now. But
my turn.
I like to see my boyfriend's happy face, and it makes him happy. And if I get a back rub out of it, then all the better.
Aww.
Where's your back at?
After. There's the cuddles.
Yeah.
It's worth it for a cuddle and a smile.
Satisfy me. So this is the thing with the, of course we know like 45% women don't enjoy it. And I was one of those. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't want to do it. And I remember telling a friend of mine that I didn't want to do it because my jaw hurt. And watching the little video and there was another woman who says my jaw hurts. Mm-hmm. Right. So I just didn't do it. I didn't enjoy it. And I was like, motherfucker. And I tried it like a couple times with my ex and just, didn't do the whole thing. But so get this. I break up with the ex. And of course, I have a friend who's a little bit knowledgeable in the sexy department. Or maybe she just watched a lot of porn or maybe those educational videos that now I'm watching. That she was talking about is, when you're going down on your man or sucking him off, you use your hand and you make the okay sign. So basically the okay sign and using the pressure of your hand, that helps. So she kind of just did a little motion thing and showed her hand right there. And it was just it was a random thing that she showed me at a party and we were drinking and something. And then, of course, now with my new man, and like I remember that she said that. So now I try that. Easy.
Yeah.
Easy peasy Japanesey.
Yeah. I'm the 55.
Okay sign.
Yeah, make the okay. It's okay to do it. But basically, so in my research.
You're cheating.
In my research, there's a professional sex addict, or no, just kidding. A professional sexologist, and her name is Lou Padgett. And she was just talking about how with oral sex, you are creating an imposter vagina, like a fake vagina. And the three things that's satisfying for the man are it's being warm, it's moist, and there's feeling pressure. So with when you're giving oral sex, then with your mouth, you're giving the warmth and the moisture. And before, like, women are hurting their jaws is because they're also doing the pressure with their mouth. But by using your hand and doing the okay sign, you're using your hand for the pressure, and your mouth can just kind of stay open.
Relax.
Yeah, relax.
That's true. I'll give you that.
So, yeah. So, like, you know, if you're a man listening and, you know, maybe if you're a woman, if you guys are in love, if you're an asshole, fuck it. You're lucky if she even puts her hand or her mouth on your dick. I've kissed one guy once, and I remember he was like, he implied like if I was going to go down on him, and I was like, I don't know you.
Like, don't imply, first of all.
Imply.
There's no implications. You don't ever tell a girl to go down.
Yeah, he was like, are you going to go down on me? And I was like, I kind of like laughed, and it was like, later.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just like, he kissed me and stuff, so he assumed.
No
he assumed I was going to be all groupie or something. I don't know. So that didn't happen. Oh,
but there are girls, though, that truly do love to suck wiener.
Yeah, but because they probably use their hand. They make the okay sign.
I had a girlfriend in the past year and a half that she gave me head in the shower, and then afterwards she's like, oh, yeah, I just answered your question. Because before, like 2 days later, I'm like, oh, do you spit or swallow?
Ay,
cobra. Yeah, she answered my question.
Aww, in the shower. Aww.
Right?
She swallowed?
Right on her knees.
So you know someone who swallowed?
She swallowed my cum.
She didn't throw up?
No, she liked it.
Wow.
She was into it.
Yeah, see, I can't see myself doing that.
And she was older than me.
Blah, blah. I'm a sensitive person. I'm glad you said shower, though. Well, because I believe that does make a difference.
No,
I'm kind of a little bit of a germ person.
Like you're a germaphobe.
No, I'm not a germaphobe, but we know a lot of people have diseases. We know, like, okay, women, men, if you're ever going to go down on someone, make sure you look at that penis before you put your mouth on it. Because any little... No, but there's people who end up having sores and things like that on their mouth.
Don't go for it, right?
Yeah, but there are people that end up having sores on their mouths. They don't know. And then they can't get treatment. Why? Yeah. Because there's, you know, there like you were talking about Planned Parenthood. There's, at least we're in California, listeners. There's a program, you know, called Family Pack, and it helps patients get reproductive health care. It covers treatment for STD testing. So, yeah, you could get tested for STDs. You could get treatment for it. But it's talking about reproductive health care. So if those sores are not on your vagina, if those sores are not on your penis, then that program will not pay for your treatment. It will not pay for sores that are in your mouth. It will not pay for sores that are in your asshole. So, you know, you still should be looking at that penis. And the thing is, washing that penis is very good because I know you want to talk. Let me just finish. I'm scared of strep throat.
No, but you know, if you're not in a committed relationship, you shouldn't be doing it without it. You just cut.
Oh, have you ever tried to cut? Have you ever tried?
It doesn't matter. You can still get stuff without any lesions.
No, yes, we know that.
Yeah.
That's why, they should still wash it. That's what all it took me was one friend to tell me that her doctor told, and I'm being one of those person, my friend's doctor told her that she could get strep throat by going down on a guy. Bacteria is everywhere. So, like, you should still wash your penis because, you know, some people are drummers.
No, and it makes a world of difference.
So you'd be drumming, you'd be sucking, you'd be in groupie girls out there and sucking on your drummer's cocks. And
yuck.
And they've been drumming away like, oh my God, that was such a good show. Let me go down on you.
You're so sweaty.
Yeah. So no, shower.
We're more apt to try if you're clean.
Also, no, just check, look at it, but sniff it.
Ah!
Yeah, if it smells strange, there's something
like
up.
A bum tunnel. Yeah. Make him take a shower.
Oh man.
A bum tunnel?
If it smells like Echo Park pee tunnel, inspect it.
That's true. Smell. Yeah. But you know what? Like if you don't know that penis, you should be, you know, very careful about it. Have you okay?
Have I what?
Oral sex with a condom. You tried that?
Have I tried it?
I have.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking way back when I remember those flavored condoms. Yeah.
I did it just for the experimental purposes.
Whatever the hell it was. Yeah.
I've tried it for experimental purposes.
Yep.
To go down on my man with a flavored condom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so great.
It was interesting. It didn't taste that good. It was supposed to be cherry.
No way,
so I'm not caring about the penis part. I'm talking about the taste of the condom.
It just tastes like plastic.
It tasted like
it was very light cherry. Like if it was like more flavor, it could have been like a Lucas
might as well use a with McDonald's chili on frappe.
What?
A McDonald's frappe.
No.
They have all fruit smoothies now.
No.
Better than cherry condoms.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I mean they had to make a condom like with it. Right?
What about, have you ever tried like
Oh, pixie dust.
Food involved or like sauces?
Uh-uh. I can't do it. No.
I came to this conclusion. Everyone's all like whipped cream, chocolate sauce.
Yes.
I'm talking barbecue sauce.
Oh, God.
Those things don't taste like ice cream.
They taste
like sausage. Like meat.
You've tried that before? Hey, let me ask you something. Does your man knows now that you're doing our friend Mindiana now is the new tech gal. What
soundboard off.
Soundboard engineer,
aka the person with the comments.
Make sure you
the peanut that. Gallery. does your man know that you're on the show? Because I know we had you as a guest before.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows. Like, I doubt he's listening, but.
Oh, okay. You know. Would that weird you out? Because I feel like, and I love my man, and I asked him not to listen. He might be listening now because then I felt bad because he knows I'm funny. He wants to listen because I'm funny. But at the same time, there's this sense of...
Like, I try to be funny, and I pretty much, through my drunken teenage years, like, all my friends totally know about my love of man ass, like, over and over and over again.
No, so, but I mean, is there something about your current lover being weirded out about you expressing your sexual endeavors?
I guess I don't know if he knows I'm really, like, talking about this stuff, but...
Barbecue sauce.
I'm just saying, it tastes like bacon, right?
The moose head does.
No.
It tastes like meat. It doesn't... It's salty. It's not sweet, so I don't know why you'd put whipped cream on it. That's all I'm saying.
Or cherry. Well, I was thinking chili. Like a little Lucas chili powder.
Oh, like hot sauce?
No, I'm just joking. I can't do that. No, I was talking about on the condom, but...
I knew somebody who dipped it, their guy.
You know what? Just
Kool-Aid.
Wash it. I don't care.
Kool-Aid. You know the powdered sugared Kool-Aid?
Yeah? Did you like
someone
that?
Someone who dipped it in, like a dipstick. Coated it. But then she couldn't produce enough saliva to get it off, so it was like all like rough and like sandy.
Was it blue? Red. What color? That would be funny. I wouldn't do red. I'd like do burning. Blue. Ay, ay, ay. I think, you know what? That was very interesting. I bet you there's a lot of stuff about, basically moisture, warmth, and using your hand. And if you're right-handed, ladies, use your right hand. Because I'm not left-handed, and there's a certain, like, angle that I have to be in and stuff. But if he loves it, he loves me, and then he's more passionate with me. And I think, you know, maybe that's the case with you. If you're having nonchalant sex, you know, fuck it. If you want a relationship and you don't know if he loves you yet, don't go down on him. Why get milk for free when you could buy the cattle or whatever? Is it? Why buy the cattle when you could get
the cow?
Why buy the cow if you could get the milk for free, you know? And that guy's kind of, you might be dating an asshole who thinks like that. So don't give him head. That's my advice
rant for the day
for sexy time talk tonight. Don't give the milk for free. Just let them. Just give them a little taste. La, la, la. Just kidding. Okay. You know what? We only have a couple minutes, but I'm going to play this song.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. In the name of the Father.
This is 59 seconds.
The Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I know who that is.
Sodomy.
Okay, is the song over? The song's over.
The song is over.
That was called Sodomy by the Hair Musical. Is the show over? The show, I have like 20 seconds to fucking talk.
20 seconds?
Oh, sorry, I have a whole minute. That was on the Hair soundtrack. The song is called Sodomy. Do you know what Sodomy is? Forever, I never knew what Sodomy is.
You didn't know?
Yeah, tell me what it is because I still don't know. Oh, she knows.
Go ahead.
Anal sex? In particular, rough, gay, anal sex.
Actually, sort of right. You tell me.
Yeah. I was going to say anal sex.
Well, on Wikipedia. No, just kidding. Other. Basically, it's other than vaginal, you know, intercourse with a man and a woman.
So mouth counts?
Yeah. Oh. Including oral sex. So it's basically anything other than the acceptable British royalty, Catholic, Protestant... valuable, sexy sex. Okay, this is Sexy Time Talk. Thank you. We'll read your emails. We'll talk about you next time. We're not going to be here next week because we have our periods. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're going to have an abortion panel as soon as we can. Play us out, Sam.
See you later.
Immaculate C in the house.
And Ms. T.